Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. Today is day 31 of our 50 days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 31, Yeshua, prophet. Mark 6:4. Then Yeshua began saying to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house. The Hebrew word for prophet is Navi, a masculine noun meaning a prophet, a spokesman. The meaning is consistently one of prophet and inspired spokesman. Moses was the greatest prophet of the Tanakh, Deuteronomy 34:10, and the example for all later prophets. He displayed every aspect of a true prophet, both in his call, his work, his faithfulness, and at times his doubts. Only Abraham is called a prophet before Moses, Genesis 27. Moses received a call from God to speak his words and perform a specific task. Exodus 3:4, 3:10, 4:17, 4:29, and 5:1. With the promise that the Lord would be with him and help him accomplish it. He responded, though reluctantly, and God did what he said he would do. Moses' prophetic voice spoke to Israel of the past, the present, and the future, as would every prophet after him. This pattern, or much of it, is found in the case of every true prophet. Isaiah 6, Jeremiah 1, Ezekiel 1-3, Hosea 1-2, Amos 7:14-15, and Jonah 1:1. All the true prophets stood in the counsel of God to receive their messages. Yeshua, prophet, priest, and king, Deuteronomy 18:15 and going forward. Adonai, your God, will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brothers, to him you must listen. This is just what you asked of Adonai your God in Horeb on the day of the assembly when saying, I cannot continue to hear the voice of Adonai my God or see his great fire anymore, or I will die. Adonai said to me, they have done well in what they have spoken. I will raise up a prophet like you for them from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them as I commanded him. Now whoever does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him to account. This is the 15th prophecy in Deuteronomy fulfilled in Messiah Yeshua. 12 facts about the predicted prophet who is Yeshua. 1. God will raise him up, Deuteronomy 18:15 and verse 18. 2. He will be raised up for Israel. These are all actually Deuteronomy 18. 3. He will be raised up from the midst of Israel. 4. He will be of Israel. 5. He will be like Moses. 6. All must hear him. 7. He was promised at Sinai. 8. He will be a spokesman for God. 9. He will speak faithfully all that God commands him to speak. 10. Some will not hear him. 11. He shall speak in God's name. 12. All who will not hear him will be punished by God. These are characteristics of the Messiah and no one else. The predictions were definitely fulfilled in him. John 4:25. The woman tells him, I know that Messiah is coming. He is who is called the Anointed One. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Yeshua tells her, I, the one speaking to you, I am. John 5:45-47. Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have put your hope. For if you were believing Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote of me. But since you do not believe his writings, how will you also believe my word? Acts 3:22-28. Moses said, Adonai your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. Hear and obey in all that he shall say to you. And it shall be that every soul that will not listen to the prophet shall be completely cut off from the people. Indeed, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel or who have announced these days, you are the sons of the prophets and also of the covenant that God cut with your fathers, saying to Abraham, in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God raised up his servant and sent him first to you to bless you all by turning each of you away from your wicked ways. Yeshua fulfilled the office of prophet as spoken of in Deuteronomy 18:15-19, predicted that the Messiah would be a prophet. The New Testament teaches that Yeshua fulfilled his role as prophet. Matthew 21:11, and the crowds kept saying, this is the prophet Yeshua from Nazareth in Galilee. Matthew 21:46, although they were trying to seize him, they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. Luke 7:16, fear took hold of them all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has appeared among us, and God has visited his people. Luke 24:19, Yeshua said to them, what kind of things? And they said to him, the things about Yeshua from Nazareth, who was a prophet, powerful in deed and word before God and all the people. Yeshua was clearly recognized to be a prophet while he was ministering during his first coming. Yeshua fulfilled both roles of prophetic office, foretelling and forthtelling. An example of forthtelling is the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7. As a prophet, Yeshua spelled out exactly what the will of God was in various particular situations. An example of foretelling is the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24:25, when Yeshua predicted future events. He predicted some near events, such as Jerusalem's destruction in AD 70, and he also foretold some distant events, such as the tribulation and his second coming. Thus, Yeshua fulfilled the first office, the office of prophet, the office in which he functioned during his first coming. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the prophet. Read Matthew 24 and write out warnings he told us to look for prior to his return. Blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 31 days, which are 4 weeks and 3 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.